Blog Talk Radio.
Today, you could be doing a number of things right now, but you decided to join me, and I appreciate you for that. And I know God will honor you for your obedience in logging on to hear this word. Amen. How about that? I know this is an on-time word from God. You know how I know that? Because of the delay at the beginning of my broadcast. That was not planned. I never have that long a delay before my song comes on. That was nothing but the enemy trying to frustrate me. But at the end of the day, it's going to be what God says it's going to be. And here we are. Amen. How many of you out there, like Sam Cooke said in the song, are waiting for your change to come? Lord knows I am. Lord knows I am. I've been in a season in my life for a minute now that has caused me to experience some delay, some turbulence, and a holding pattern, primarily due to a car accident that I was in about 2 years ago. I had to alter some things in my life, make some adjustments in my ministry. I've been held up from doing some book signings and things of that nature, and that's what I'm going to be talking to you about doing this broadcast today. This will be a three-part broadcast, by the way. Today I'm going to be dealing with the delays that we experience in our lives. And the next broadcast, I'll be talking about turbulence. And the next time we'll be dealing with holding patterns. Amen. But before I get started, as I always do, let me go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you today, God, thanking you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, God. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for being a God that is faithful and true to watch over your word, to perform it. God, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for Jesus Christ and all that he did on Calvary to set us free from our sins and restore us back into right relationship with you. We thank you for the leadings and guidings and teachings of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I have a special request on today for all of those that are feeling discouraged today because of delays in their life. I pray for them as Jesus prayed for Peter, that their faith not fail them, and that they hold on to your unchanging hand during this season. These things I pray in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Blog Talk, excuse me. I hope you guys had a wonderful Labor Day holiday. Around this recent Labor Day holiday, I managed to take a mini vacation and go out west to Las Vegas, Nevada. I hadn't been on a vacation in quite a while, and I had been praying earlier this year, asking the Lord if around about September I could take a break from ministry and just relax a little bit and just kind of free my mind. Amen? And my initial plan was to go to Florida, but either I or the Lord changed my destination to out west. I'm not real sure which one of us did that or if we did it jointly. Amen. But because God is such a good God and he watches over his children and he knows what we have need of even before we ask, he knew that I needed a time of refreshing. And so he granted my request for a brief hiatus. Amen. Even if I did go out to what they call Sin City, Las Vegas, you know, even if I did go out there, and honey, from what I saw out there, the harvest is plentiful. Amen. At any rate, after several days of vacationing there, on the day of my return flight back to Atlanta, my home, I arrived at the airport about 2 hours before my flight was scheduled to take off, only to find out from the ticket agent as I was checking in that my flight was going to be delayed by 4 hours. Yes, honey, by 4 hours. I was not thrilled about that. So here I am at the airport at 6:45 a.m., and I won't be going anywhere until about 11:45. And as we say down south, I was fit to be tied. Now, for y'all northerners and those out there on the West Coast, that means I was upset. I was agitated, okay? Because here's the thing. Waiting is not Pastor Strong's suit, okay? We all have something that we're dealing with, and that's my something, waiting. And not because I don't have patience. Lord knows I have patience. I raised 4 sons by myself. I mean, you got to have patience raising children, especially boys, you know, a hard-headed self. So I have patience. That's not my issue. I just don't like waiting because I'm a very proactive person. I'm a doer. I'm a go-getter. I don't know how to sit idle and not do anything. So when situations arise and I have to wait, oh, Lord, I really have to get in the Word and stay in the Word to bring my flesh into submission to my spirit, amen, and let patience have her perfect work. Thank you, James, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, amen. So once this news flash, you know, that I wasn't going anywhere anytime soon began to sink in, I had to figure out what I was going to do to pass all that time. So for starters, I walked through the airport, going in and out of gift shops, and then I went in and out of some restaurants, perusing their menus, you know, of the various eating establishments, and I quickly decided that I wasn't paying $10 for a grilled cheese sandwich and no other kind of sandwich. Amen? No, honey, Pastor is too frugal with money. I just suck it up and eat some chips and wait until I get home and have a real meal for $10. Amen. But lastly, you know, while I was sitting there, you know, passing the time away, I did what many waiting people today do. I got on Facebook, on my phone, and Instagram for a minute. Amen. But after I got bored with that, because that doesn't keep my attention for very long, I do what I have to do. I minister to people. I respond to people and that kind of thing through social media. But I don't typically hang out there for very long. So after I finished that, I went to my Bible app, and I started reading and allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to me on how to handle delays in life. Okay? At Blog Talk, the thing is, none of us enjoy delays. As a matter of fact, if the truth be told, many of you probably feel like you should be further along in life by now, because you know God has some good things planned for you, but you wonder what's taking so long. What's the delay about? The delay could be due to a myriad of reasons, things like you're not ready to receive what he has for you, or he hasn't finished orchestrating the things that need to occur in your life to bring about those blessings, or maybe the delay is because you got off track and out of the will of God, and because he's sovereign and all-knowing and knew that you would do what you did, he's now implementing his amended plan, so to speak, in your life to get you heading now in the direction he had predestined originally. Okay? Or perhaps you're not ready for his blessing, for the full manifestation of what he has for you. You're not mature enough to handle it. Okay? Think about it. Would you give a brand new Ford Mustang to a 12-year-old? Of course not. He's not able to handle it. Okay? Even if he could get a driver's license, he still wouldn't be able to handle that vehicle. Okay? He would be irresponsible. All right? Not mature enough. So sometimes that's why the Lord holds back the things that he has for us. We have to be mature in Christ to walk in the blessings of God. Amen? But whatever the reason is for the delay, the bottom line is, how do we handle it? because delays can be frustrating. Anyone who has ever attempted to live by faith has experienced delays in their life. And I can honestly say, in my life, not everything has happened in the time frame I wanted it to or exactly the way I thought it should happen. But I can also say this, God has never, ever disappointed me. There is a due season for everything. And when you understand that, it eliminates the frustration. Amen. So there may be some things you're believing for, finances, restoration, job promotion, a godly mate, a new home, or whatever. And it seems like these things will never come to pass. And you think about giving up or altering your expectations even. Well, I want to encourage you today. Don't do that. Recapture your vision and wait for it until it comes to pass. Because the God I've come to know is not a liar. And his word in Jeremiah 29:11 says he has plans of good and not evil for us to bring us to an expected end. Amen? You may be experiencing a delay, but a delay is not a denial, just like I did at the airport, okay? But guess what? The plane eventually arrived, and I got to my destination, amen? And it's the same with God. He is still interested in seeing his plan come to pass in your life, and you're going to get there after a while. But did you catch what I say at Blog Talk? I said he is interested in seeing his plan come to pass, not yours. So take God out of the box today, okay, and let him have his way in your life. Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:13, having done all to stand. He indicated that not everything in life is going to happen immediately, okay? So we must develop the art of waiting while we adorn ourselves in our Christian armor. And I can assure you, I'm becoming an expert in this area, my Lord. My flesh doesn't like it, but my spirit man is growing some ginormous faith muscles. Yes, that's a word. I didn't make that up. It's in the dictionary. And here's the thing, folks. We generally aren't too fond of the scripture that says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We want it to say something like the strides or the leaps or the hops or the vaults or the hurdles. Anything but steps, because when we think of steps, we think of slow movement. Think about a toddler beginning to walk. They take what? Baby steps. And those little steps are slow. But guess what? Though steps may be slow, they are the sure way to go. So we must determine to obey each step that God gives us, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. And then we'll reach our destination, okay? God is not fooling us or playing games with our lives. He's not a prankster. He really does have good things in store for us, amen? So, at this point, I want us to consider three scriptural reasons for why delays can happen in our lives. The first is God could be causing the delay. It could be that God has orchestrated a delay in your life because he is arranging a divine appointment for you, okay? In other words, the delay is God setting you up for something, all right? Now, this is not the norm in most Christians' lives as to why delays happen, but it does happen, especially when what he's setting you up for is major. So given that the timing may not be right for things to happen right now, you know, on your time schedule, because you may, in fact, have a divine appointment awaiting for you. And only God knows the day of full manifestation of what he's doing, okay? But here's the thing. God does not want us ignorant of what he's doing in our life. If you look back at your life, you should be able to see a direction that he's steering you in, amen? And if something, you know, it's something that has been orchestrated by him, okay, precisely, all right? And to get a glimpse of this, a better understanding of what I'm talking about, study the life of Joseph in the Bible, chapters 37 through 50 of Genesis, and you'll see what I'm talking about. He had a promise from God, but it took a while to manifest. I mean, he went through some changes, some turbulence and holding patterns. Yes, he did, okay? So if you're expecting a blessing from God, you know, if you're experiencing a delay, praise him while you're waiting. Amen. He's got something good for you. Just wait on him. Okay, now another reason why we experience delays in our lives could be due to slew foot, Satan. Delays can be caused by him through hindering spirits. Listen to what Paul said when he wrote to the Thessalonians when he was longing to see them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. He said, "But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your faith with great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." All right? You can read also about how spiritual wickedness thwart the blessings from God getting to people. Read Daniel chapter 10 and see how the angels, you know, were held up in spiritual warfare, okay, trying to get Daniel's prayer answered. Daniel chapter 10. So, again, one of the reasons people can experience delays is because of the enemy. And as a reminder, as you study the Bible, when you find the word hindered in the Bible, the source for this is not God, but Satan. Satan is the one who hinders. So it could be that Satan has hindered some things in your life. And if this is the case, it's time for you to get fed up with it and aggressively fight back by speaking and standing on the word of God and pull your blessings down from on high. Because Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. So some of you need to get to binding the lack in your lives and loosing the blessings out of the windows of heaven in your life when you pray. Amen. Because Jesus has already told us, according to your faith, be it done unto you, and you will have what you say. And because his word does not return void and it accomplishes that for which it is purposed and it succeeds in the thing for which it is sent, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, you need to do some work to unleash the word of God on those hindering spirits that are trying to block your blessings in various areas of your life. Amen. Now, the third thing that can delay God moving in your life is, guess what? You. You could be the cause of delays in your own life for various reasons. And please know, when you create the delay, Satan played a part in that, because his modus operandi is to steal, kill, and destroy. So if he can steal your destiny, he destroys the plans God has for you and therefore kills your future. But let's not blame him for everything. Okay, in most cases, we need to reevaluate our lives to see what we've done, okay, to possibly create a delay. Amen. The word tells us that sometimes we need to examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Because a person who won't examine themselves and wants to blame other people all the time, that's not good. That's a selfish person that lacks accountability. So some of these delays could be our own doing. Amen. All right. Now, one of the things that can happen when you're waiting is that you can tend to lose focus, all right? You can lose focus because you become disinterested. You become disinterested in what God said and of the vision he gave you. And then apathy sets in. You become passive and you begin to stop waiting on God because it looks like everybody else around you is progressing and going somewhere and you're not. And when you're not interested in what God is saying and doing, that's when you begin to pursue your own desires and dreams, and you become self-centered instead of remaining God-centered. And when that happens, life will become unfruitful, my friend. Another way to lose focus is when you become discouraged. You can get to a point where it looks like what God has told you is never going to happen. It begins to look impossible. But I'm here to tell you, God specializes in the impossible. So don't allow yourself to get discouraged. Take one day at a time. Keep yourself strengthened by reading the word and praying, and take a break from life when you need to, like I did when I took my trip. Even if I can't take a trip, I will take off and go catch a movie with a quickness just to have some me time for myself, by myself. Amen? Because if you look at the ashes of your life too long, Satan will convince you that you cannot build it back. And you can become discouraged, okay? So discouraged that you eventually will give up, okay? And your life will be non-productive. So don't listen to Satan when it comes to your life, because the word of God says God will give you beauty for ashes. Amen? Dissatisfaction is another way to lose focus. When you become dissatisfied while waiting for your due season, you desperately need a word from God. The name Haggai in the Bible means festive spirit. God sent the prophet Haggai with a festive spirit to bring joy back to the people with a word from God so they could build the temple. If there is anything you need when you are disinterested, discouraged, and dissatisfied, it's a word from God. So surround yourself with a word. You know, get some word in from the Christian TV stations or read the Bible and link yourself with festive spirits. Not people with dead, dry bone spirits like in Ezekiel, amen? And Blog Talk, here's the plain truth about having to wait during delays. A lot of people don't know how to wait because in society today, there's a spirit of impatience where people want to do it quick. Amen? We have high-tech, computerized, push-a-button-and-get-it mentalities. All right, and we try to transfer this mindset over into Christianity in our relationship with God. But I'm here to tell you that will not work as it pertains to receiving the things of God. There are times when you just have to be willing to wait. Amen. Although now, you know, the word does say that there are times when God will move suddenly, but that's not his normal way of doing things. Amen. So we want to learn how to wait on the Lord. Amen. And furthermore, the Bible tells us that no weapon that tries to form against us will prosper. So even though the enemy may be trying to hinder things, at the end of the day, if you stay in faith, it's going to be what God says it's going to be. All right. So Blog Talk, have expectation. Okay. Keep believing that your due season is coming. Wake up every morning expecting it. Don't ever get up. Like Paul said, after you've done all, stand. Amen? After you've done all, just continue to stand and wait on God. And you know what else you need to do? Turn up the intensity. When you're waiting on God, that's not the time to pray less, to love less, to fellowship less. That's the time to turn up the intensity, okay? So do like the young folks say, turn up, all right? Thank you for joining me. I love you, and as always, be blessed.